We call this our online segment. We've got Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, Andrew Brill of ESPN Radio. And let's start with Steve Spagnuolo. Been there, done that. He's gone to Green Bay and beaten Brett Favre and the Packers. He's got a completely different style defense, though, in doing it, but just as effective.
Spags has been, look, I can just imagine sitting there in Spags's office when the free agency period is going on and they say, Steve, we're going to probably sign Olivier Vernon. And Spags is probably saying, oh, good, nice. We're going to get you Janoris Jenkins, Snacks Harrison. What do you think of that? Keenan Robinson, we got him on cheap. Let's get him. A first round pick, we're going to take Eli Apple. I mean, Spags must have been thinking, where was this? Where has this been all my life? I mean, yes, it is an interesting defense. He said it at the start of the summer. He said it's going to be a work in progress with this group. And it was. Boy, have they progressed. This is now, I think you could call it the best defense in the league right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly playing that way. And the 25 touchdowns allowed all season. On the other side, Andrew, the Giants offense just really cannot seem to get in sync. Although one good marker is the fact that they are running it better over the last few weeks.
Yeah, first eight games, 68 yards a game on the ground. Second eight games, 108 on the ground. It's really, really helped them out. You know, they're still not scoring a ton of points, but that's something they're going to have to do against Green Bay. But one of those things they're going to have to do against Green Bay is run the football. In that first game, they pressured Eli Manning 51% of the time. So this is one of those games they're going to have to rush the ball a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they have 15 carries, average 2.9 yards per carry. And then
they jumped it. They jumped the run. You know, you could just tell. They said, we can't run the ball. We're not going to run the ball. I don't think you can do that in this game. Now, as you mentioned, Paul Perkins is now the X factor. You know, Rashad Jennings is a steady, solid guy. Paul Perkins, in his first start last week, over 100 yards against the Redskins. This will be very interesting. This is a very excellent run defense. If Paul Perkins can hold on to the ball, he's got that wiggle, it'll be really interesting. I mean, it's crucial that they win, but it's interesting to see the development of a player, how he handles this.
Well, and then the other thing about that is, you know, when you look at the Packers defensively, you have to sit there as they watch the tape and say, oh, my gosh, there's all these pass opportunities. They need to show a little discipline, don't they?
Absolutely. And look, this Packer team, and Paul mentioned it, is the turnovers. This Packer team was minus eight going into, this stretch. They ended the minus six, sorry. They ended this season plus eight. So, yeah, the Giants will have to make sure they hang on to the football. And discipline is obviously going to be one of those things that the Packer defense is going to have to do, because the Giants will be able to run the ball a little bit, but they also have a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball in terms of receivers.
And as much as the Giants don't like to admit this, that they have changed their offense, they have. They are more of a try to be ball control. They're not a big play offense anymore, other than a slant to Odell, which can go for 70 yards. But it's about holding on to the ball, not turning it over. Rashad Jennings told me the other day, well, you know what we realize now? A punt is not a bad play. And I think that's the way they feel. We can't give the other team points. The margin for error is slim. We have a great defense. So they're more conservative, running the ball, short passes.
And they have a punter. Yes. Who has 16 punts down inside the 10. 16 of his 28 have been down inside the 10. He's part of their defense.
Well, Ben McAdoo makes no bones about saying that he's a huge weapon. And when you decide that you're not going to go for it on fourth down and pin their ears back inside the 5 even, Brad Wing can do that. So that's just another weapon to get this defense, you know, to continue to play well.
All right, guys, time to make your prediction.
Well, that was quick. Okay.
It was good.
I want that to really sick into this matchup here. You know, I'm worried about the Giants scoring enough points. They don't score enough points. Can they come up with 25, 28 points in this game? They can, but they just haven't done it. And because of that, it prevents me from picking the Giants. So I'm picking the Packers 27-20.
Ah, Grasshopper, you forget your history. Remember the Patriots in Super Bowl 42?
Yes.
And everybody said the Giants are going to have to at least score 24 points. And Plaxico Burress said, Patriots aren't even going to score 17. How many did they score in that game?
And I like Tom Brady, when he heard that Plaxico predicted that, he said, we're only going to score 17 points, huh? And he laughed.
I'm going to rely on the defense. I think the defense is going to do a good job against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. I'm going to go with the Giants. I think they score 21 points. I'll say it's 21-17.
Mm. Wow, that would mean three touchdowns. But doesn't mean that one can't be a defensive score.
That's right.
All right, guys, we appreciate the time.